Your host, Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family, and unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks, from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back. I'm Bernie Crooks, and I'm speaking with Lauren Gilbert. Lauren's a geriatric care manager. And Lauren, it sounds like you really do make an impact on people's lives, but I want to make sure the listeners understand exactly, you know, when they would need a geriatric care manager, and, you know, what exactly do you do? We say you work long hours, but tell us about some of the tasks you actually perform during the day.
Okay, Bernie. When a family calls us with any issues with a loved one, whether it be a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, we usually make an appointment, and we come in and we assess the situation with that particular person. So in the assessment, I usually will ask for some background of what's gone on with them medically, physically, emotionally, mentally, and that gives us a good take as to what's gone on. Also, we get information as to how their life in their home has been evolving. Then what we usually do is talk about how we can help the situation, whether the children live far away or close. And if there are medical issues, many clients do not have even doctors. And if they do have doctors, or they have a history of a stroke or a heart attack or some memory, they don't have the appropriate doctors. So, or they haven't seen their internist in a few years. We would be surprised that I'd say 90% of the people that I see don't really have the appropriate physicians. So I will then make recommendations. Many times we go in with them to the doctor's office, express the concerns, discuss with the doctor what has actually been going on with them in the more recent time so they can implement that. And then we make sure that even at home that the situation is a safe haven. And what I mean by that is that we will make sure that if they need companionship or they are alone or their gait or their walking is not appropriate, many times the houses we handicap them. What I mean by that is we will put raised toilet seats in or grab bars or there's a saddle as you go into a room. So we will put a cover over the saddle. Sometimes people's doorways aren't open enough. So what we do is we remove the hinges where some people feel they have to reconstruct a room, and we put what's called swing away hinges in. So in a very easy way, it's easy to just accommodate a person in a very safe environment. Many people, the lighting is poor, so I need to correct that. They have area rugs. We remove the area rugs. Sometimes they have difficulty turning from side to side. We have something called a T-bar, which goes under the mattress. It's like it's just with a little arm. I recommend that we get that. And many of these things are covered by Medicare, so there's really no out-of-pocket expense. So all of these things we really help. Then they need aids, so we'll help hire an aide, which is a very easy task. We've been very fortunate to know so many wonderful aides that help with all the chores, the cooking, the cleaning, driving to doctors, so that it's not a child can be a child and does not need to be the caregiver.
Wow, that sounds like a lot. Do you need training to do this?
I believe what would really work best is for people to be very comfortable and have experience in the geriatric field. To work in our field, most of the people have approximately 20 years experience. And being trained as a care manager, yes. I mean, we do a lot of training, and a lot of them shadow all of us.
But if somebody wanted to get into the field, would they take certain courses in college? Would they become a certified social worker? What would they do?
That's a really good question. I am more the unusual because I am a nurse and a social worker. Majority of care managers are social workers. So they do offer in Hunter, they do offer a geriatric care manager course. Just recently, within the last few months, within the next year, you will have to have more certification to be a certified case manager, and that you need to sit for boards, which I will be sitting for in April, and that will be a requirement for the future because it is a recognized
profession. So what is a certified case manager?
It is somebody who has to have a number of years' experience in some sort of care management, whether it be nursing, whether it be social work, whether they worked in a hospital, a facility. And now the certification, there's going to be four different types of certification. I'm more familiar with the one that I am doing, which is a certified case manager, and that is, I've had a great deal of experience in 21 years of doing this, so they asked for a tremendous amount of care, all my care management experience, all referrals, all people that I've worked with, and then you sit for boards, which is a lengthy exam as to, I guess, dealing with.
So did I hear you correctly that in order to be in the business effective next year, you have to become certified?
Well, that's what it is that to be on the National Association of Care Managers list, you will need to be. If you are not going to sit for this exam, I believe you can be some sort of affiliate member, which I don't even know if you're on a list, but there may be a book that's printed for the affiliation membership list, but I'm not too familiar with
what,
people
what
that
is,
won't.
What is, you mentioned the National Association of Care Managers, what is that? Is that a group?
That is a recognized group that had gotten together about 20 years ago and provided people with a formation of care managers to come together, and the National Association educates people who are looking for care managers to go on a website and have a lot of information as to in any area. And you know, they're not only in the tri-state area, they're, you know, across the nation, as to if you have issues with an older parent, you could go on www.caremanager.org, look for a care manager. If you have specific interests, I mean, issues with a parent, medical issues, you may be more apt to look for a care manager that maybe have some nursing background, so they would be more familiar with the medical profession.
So if you live out of state from where your parents live, that might not be a bad place to look for a care manager in your parents' neighborhood.
Correct. It would be a really good suggestion for someone to go on that site.
Or perhaps somebody locally could ask you, and maybe you know somebody in a different state.
Yes, they do publish for all care managers a book on all care managers, you know, across the board, so one could do that. Many of us, myself, I have a lot of affiliations and deal with care managers, whether it be Florida, California, Las Vegas, many other areas, because a lot of us deal with snowbirds. So even when my clients go to Florida, I help manage the care with care managers there that work with me, for me, so we can oversee and have continuity of care.
So it's possible to have two care managers?
Yes, I guess that's a good way. Usually what happens is that the care manager in Florida is overseeing the care. I'm still involved. I will speak with them on a regular basis, but not as regular to complicate things. We need to make it a smooth transition.
All right, after the break, I want to get back to a little bit more about the National Association. We're speaking with Lauren Gilberg, who's a geriatric care manager. I'm your host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, Bernie Crooks, and we'll be right back after this brief message.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks, the founding partner of the law firm Littman Crooks right here in White Plains and in New York City. And on Thursday nights from 6:05 to 6:35, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. And we're speaking with Lauren Gilbert. And before the break, we were talking about the National Association of Geriatric Care Managers. Now, this is not a mom-and-pop organization, is it, Lauren? How many members do you think are involved in this?
I would say probably about 1,700 today.
And these 1,700, they're all care managers?
They're all care managers, yes.
And do they have any educational programs to make sure that the members keep up to date?
Yes. Well, we have meetings. For example, the New York City chapter meets monthly, you know, throughout the year. And then they have meetings that are usually out of state that a lot of care managers across the board will attend. They're very informative. They, you know, whatever is going on in the field of dealing with, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, any issues dealing with older adults, does come up in these chapter and nationwide meetings.
So these meetings can offer networking opportunities?
Yes, great networking opportunities, and also very informative, so that if you have other clients that are far, that you're able to provide care managers to your clients that may be in their area.
So this way you may be able to provide a referral to somebody who you actually personally met.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I think that's nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, have you ever, like, been called into a situation and you determine that, well, the family doesn't really need you?
Well, I don't know that they didn't need us, but they may have not needed us for a lengthy period of time. You know, many times you asked me before about a story, you know, I probably could write a bestseller, but, you know, we have sometimes people who have had smaller issues just dealing with memory loss. Mom got lost. We didn't know what to do, so they called me in. I have been on the board of the Alzheimer's Association, and by providing them with certain information and really assisting them to make home a safe haven, we've been able to do that, whether it be with an Alzheimer's bracelet, getting a 24-hour aid in the home, making sure that everything is pretty much up to date with the situation.
All right, so let's go through the process so we can visualize this. Somebody makes a phone call. You get a call.
Correct.
From somebody who you don't know, and they say, I heard about you somehow, and I have a relative who's doing XYZ. And you say, well, let's make an appointment.
Yes.
And where is that? Do they come to your office? Do you go to the house?
Usually I prefer to go to their home because I need to see where they're living, their atmosphere. And Bernie, 99.9%, it is the best thing that one can do, any care manager, is to really see someone's living arrangements. There's little things that one would pick up if they have experience as a good care manager, whether it's medically and seeing empty pill bottles, or when you ask for the list of medications, you may see things. When was it refilled? It may have been refilled 3 months ago. Well, then there's, out of 30 pills, there's 20 left in the bottle. That gives you a heads up. You also have to be careful because, especially with a lot of older adults, I call them the fishbowl. That is definitely Lauren's term. And it's all these pill bottles, and they don't have a med box, which a lot of times I recommend. I make it very easy for them. I set it up. And so you see a lot of, unfortunately, sometimes drug overdose, or people not taking their medications appropriately. And when you have hypertension or cardiac issues or pulmonary issues, or on blood thinners, that can be a life or death situation.
So the first meeting is not between you and the relative, it's between you and the older person also and the relative.
Yes, I usually ask that a family member be present with the patient. Sometimes I have done it without the person there because the family wants to have an understanding and doesn't know how could we possibly convince my loved one. My loved one will never meet you, Lauren. That I hear a lot. And I have to tell you that I've never had a time where it hasn't worked out that we have been able to help that loved one.
So you have patients and I have clients, right? All right, so I guess
literally,
part of it is you have to sell them on the fact that they really need to do this.
And you need to, after seeing the situation, to see what, how and when and where you are able to help that person. And as people get older, Bernie, it's probably the best thing that everybody should have a care manager, because in little ways you can really help implement a situation that's helpful in a home so that people can age in place with dignity and in an appropriate way. We think that everybody has a medication, you know, box, and we think that people have a certain follow-up system, or they have a little easy med sheet to know, or many people don't have the index card that I recommend that you put in a wallet. I also put a door tag on everyone's door as they leave their house. So God forbid you ever call 911. That is always written in pencil with everybody, family member's name, phone number, medication, doctor's name and phone number. And as changes are made, the old ones are erased and the new information
but
is still, put there.
It must be difficult. You're coming into somebody's home, you're a total stranger, and you're asking them about very personal information. I mean, it must take a while for them to warm up, no?
Yes. Well, what I say to everybody when I walk in their home is that I know you've lived your whole life without Lauren Gilbert,
right.
And I'm not here to take over. I'm here to help you. I want you to know that this is my phone number. You can reach me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if there's any issues, I'm happy to help, and I'm very familiar with the area, and, you know, I'm an expert in the field, so if I can be of any help with anything, then that's what I'm
so after you establish that rapport with the patient, who is the client? Is it the patient or is it the person who initially contacted you?
Well, that's a good question. Basically, I need to help the patient. I don't think there's one answer. Sometimes the patient may have so much dementia that it would be difficult to say that they're agreeing for all this, but they're willing for the care, but you're really in touch with the family. How I explain it to our staff and to our families is we work as a team. So there's no one team player. We update the family on a daily basis. We deal with the aides on a daily basis. We deal with the clients, patients/patients. On a regular basis. So it's really a whole, it takes the whole force to make it work. And we do it in a really benign way and with a lot of kindness and love and caring so that, you know, trust is just has to be built in and it takes time. So.
All right, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after this short message.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Littman Crooks, in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back. I'm Bernie Crooks, and before the break, we were speaking with Lauren Gilbert about the enormous services that she provides and how she operates, gets to know a family, gains their trust, and then basically is in charge of the well-being of a relative. And I know you can't do this all on your own. You must have a tremendous resource of other professionals that you work with. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the people you need to bring in?
Bernie, I've been very, very fortunate to have a great source of resources. And I'll be honest, one being you, somebody who is in the field of overseeing all of the legal aspects, whether it be with Medicare, with Medicaid, helping to, you know, trusts and estates, things that one really needs to oversee, power of attorney, wills, healthcare proxies. And that is so crucial. To me, I always say to people, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm going to provide you with information of what's important and whether you choose to do it or not, but I'm here to protect you and let you know what it is that is very important. And I'm going to give you a minor example. I had a patient that was almost on her deathbed. For months, I kept telling her that she needed a will, she needed a healthcare proxy, she needed a power of attorney, and she didn't want to relinquish that independence. And she was really dying. And it was the family was like shaking her one day to say she had to sign this form. And you know what? The daughter still doesn't sleep at night because of that thought. And I share the story because I really don't.